one of the first one? How they been?
I've been pretty good. You know, just taking it one day at a time, working out with the team, just getting familiar with what we do again, and yeah, just taking it one day at a time has been good.
Val, when you're doing situational like you were out here towards the end, how is it different this year compared to maybe last year?
I mean, it's similar in a lot of ways. You know, we're still doing some of the same stuff. I think it's different, you know, not having pads on and stuff. You know, it's more just, you know, making sure you got your assignments down, timing, you know, coming off blitz, working with your partners in blitzes and coverage. So, I mean, it's only a limited amount that you can do without pads.
What's it been like to not have Elvis out there? How's that been?
I mean, we really haven't been, you know, just dwelling on it too much. We got guys like Derek Wolfe, Robert Harris, Sean Phillips. You know, those guys have been stepping up, you know, making big time plays. And I know it's out here OTAs, but I think it'll carry over in the training camp. And, you know, like I said, Derek Wolfe and Robert Harris, those guys have been great. You know, it's unfortunate not having us, but I think those guys are more than enough for us.
How much have you talked about Derek about year one, year two?
I mean, I think he's really taking care of it himself. You know, it's really not too much that I had to say to him, you know. Coming out here when we started OTAs, you know, he was already, you know, first of the pack leader in the group, you know, out of year two. You know, I talked to him about you know, JJ Watt and the jump that he had to year one and year two, and I think he could do the same type stuff. And I think if he just keep working hard, I think, you know, he'll have, you know, the same type of effect for, you know, our defense.
What do you expect in your game to jump from year two to three now that you made those leaps?
I mean, what I've always tried to do is just take it one play at a time. I believe in my abilities. I believe in myself. And I feel like if I could just, you know, do what's asking me, you know, in between, you know, what's on the defense, if I could just, you know, get my assignment done and be technically sound, I think I could be all right. I just want to take it one day at a time. And that's what's been working for me so far. I'm going to stick to it.
Do you feel like he'll take on a bigger leadership role this season?
I mean, I think leadership just comes with experience and making plays. I've never been the vocal type, you know, leader. I like to, you know, go out there and play and be there for my teammates when, you know, in the heat of the battle, you know, when you're needed. I've never been that type of guy to stand up and, you know, try to, you know, wheel guys to come on. I like for my play to, you know, pull guys along with me. I think you could build a lot of chemistry, especially in the locker room, just, you know, getting all the guys back. You know, rookies getting familiar with vets getting familiar with rookies. You know, it's really not a lot of adversity out here. I think training camp, you know, it'll be, you know, a little bit more, you know, it'll have a little bit more adversity and, you know, how guys respond to that. I think that builds chemistry. And, you know, it's only a certain amount that we could do in OTAs. I think, you know, we'd be ready to go in for training camp, though.
How's Nate Irving?
I think Nate Evans, he's been looking great. You know, he's really taking on a leadership role, you know, as far as that middle linebacker position. I think he's done a great job. He's made a lot of plays, you know, out here in OTAs. You know, I think, you know, he'd be poised to, you know, do the same thing in the training camp.
How do you welcome a little guy like Phillips and Jammer who plays in the same division? Do you
rasp
him a little bit about the success you guys had?
No, I mean, you know, they're Broncos now, and, you know, they've been in the league, you know, 9, 10, 11 years, and I think, you know, that experience, it really speaks for itself. You know, we don't have a lot of guys with a lot of experience in our locker room, and getting those guys over in there, you know, it's really helped us out a lot.
Will you talk Texas?
No A&M? More questions.
No, Texas A&M. You give Jammer a hard time about that?
No. You know, he was there 10 years before I was there. So, you know, it was a lot different. It was a lot different. You know, when Texas A&M was a lot different now than what it used to be. So.